Hello, everybody. It's good to see you've come back again after me doing the meeting last week. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. I've got a few announcements, and then there's one or two more important ones that Captain will announce. But mine's yesterday's ride and stride went really well. And first of all, a big thank you to all the volunteers who helped make it happen like that. But with that in mind, donations are still accepted. And if you look on the notice board, you'll find the details. It's a matter of just giving, and you look for Colney's Ride and Stride, and you remember to put Salvation Army Felixstowe in the church to be credited. We want to be credited, and we can get that money back and we can use it for our work here. Tea and coffee will be provided following our meeting this morning in the community hall at 3:30 today in the Spa Gardens down near the hut. Praise on the Prompt. It's led by Captain Paul, and the music provided by band and songsters, and the speaker will be Simon Scott. Message to songsters and band: you are requested to arrive by 3 o'clock through the back door. Okay, 3 o'clock, you arrive. And following the meeting this morning, any able-bodied person who can help to load the trailer with seats and stands just outside the door would be appreciated. And again, at the end of the open air, for the return journey to the hall. I think I can guarantee there's no parking down there. Someone counted 25 caravans this morning or something. So there'd be no parking. And unfortunately, the seats that are going down are for the band and songsters. So if you want to bring your own deck chair, if you don't belong to the section, then please do so. Quickly, the core program returns this week. Monday, Sallywags. Tuesday, advisory team, 7:30. Wednesday, friends together, band practice, tea, coffee, morning. New coffee mornings come back again, 10 to 12 on Thursday. Fifth group meeting, explorers meeting, no songsters this week. And Friday, memory lane. Harvest Sunday, next Sunday, and you have to bring in your envelopes. Well, you haven't got them yet.
Following Sunday.
Oh, well, you've got plenty of time to get more money to put in the pack. But the envelopes are on the table as you go out with your name on. If your name's not on, take one and put it on, please, and bring it back to the on the right Sunday. Okay. I think that's all now. Oh, yes, one more is that if you have any unused stamps without the barcode, let us have them, and we will claim your money back for us and use it for the core here at Felixstowe. So now to more important announcements, the captain.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's good to be back with you. It seems that the pulpit's been lower than my absence. But fortunately, I don't need it this morning. But on to more serious things. I've got a couple of announcements to make. One that I hold my hands up and admit that I've neglected. So these are the following announcements. David Doy was promoted to glory about 3 weeks ago. It was announced in the core WhatsApp group, but it hasn't been spoken from the platform. So we ask that you would please surround Dorothy in your prayers. There's some complicated relationships to be managed around David's death, and Dorothy does need your support in these moments. A service of thanksgiving will be held on Saturday the 30th of this month, with more details to follow as they emerge this week. This week, our brother Stan Cracknell was also promoted to glory. So I ask that you would surround Monica in your prayers, as well as the extended family, many of which are, of course, well known in the core. Stan, I didn't get to know him very well, but I do know, because of the conversations in which he would come up, that he had a significant influence in this corps, and I think he was a man that if he saw a project or a job that needed doing, he got on with it. Would that be correct? Yeah. So we give thanks for Stan and his service, and we commit to praying for Monica. If you read the core council minutes and if you keep an eye on the bulletin, you will have seen that following the meeting next week, there will be some safeguarding refresher training. Lots of you will turn round and say, oh no, but I don't work with children, it doesn't concern me, blah, 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 blah. Not interested. If you're here, you attend the training, because all sorts of people walk through the doors of this building, some with vulnerabilities, some with other potential. So if we are all agreed in what it means to create a safe environment for everyone, well then that's a good thing, isn't it? So next week, straight after the meeting, I'll make sure it's short. I'll make sure that we're finished at 11:30. 11:30, it's in the form of a quiz. It's a bit of fun just to keep our brains up to date with what it means to create a safe environment. We had a great prayer meeting this morning, 10 o'clock, come. On a Sunday morning, me and Martha have some great theological conversations. A few weeks ago, we discussed the hypostatic union. That's the divinity of Christ. And this morning, we had a very interesting one as well. And she said, it's so unfair, we don't get to see Jesus. Well, Jesus had anticipated that problem, of course, as we know. And the prayer meeting is one of those moments when we get to see him a little bit more than others. So if you too feel that you're missing out, there's an opportunity to see him. This afternoon, of course, is Praise in the Prom. It's not a band event. It's not a songster event. It's not a band and songster event. It's the whole core going and offering to the churches together in Felixstowe. So I look forward to seeing you there. Make sure you've got your hats. Make sure you've got something to sit on. And make sure you've got plenty of water, because it's going to be a warm afternoon. But my instruction for the band and for the songsters this morning is take it easy. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Save it for later on. And you'll notice that the band are participating far less in the meeting this morning. Also, finally, before we get started properly, anyone got a smartphone on them? Yeah. I want you to get your smartphone out, please. And I want you to open a browser, whatever browser you use. And I want you to go to menti.com, menti.com. No photos of me, Jackie, I saw you. menti.com, or was it just a selfie? menti.com, menti.com. Yeah, it looks like this, menti.com, menti.com, and I want you to enter the following code, 39505562, and click submit. sorry, I knew this was going to happen. menti.com, menti.com, it'll look something like this. Bella and Lily have been there for hours, they're like, we're over this. And so is Ewan, but yeah. menti.com, and enter the code 39505562. Once you've done that and press submit, put your phones away. I will be checking. The band have introduced us to our first tune this morning, and that was Shine, Jesus Shine. It's one of those songs that we've come to malign in the church, isn't it? Oh, a bit cheesy. We sang it in school in the 80s. But it's a great song. So I invite you to stand now as we sing together. Shine, Jesus, shine. And we'll follow Kevin's lead as I return to the band. Not a bad one to get us started with. Anyway, as I say, today is Education Sunday, and we're going to talk about our children being lights in their places of education, about children being lights in their places, or about the... Claire. Oh, sorry. We'll just turn it off then. Okay. Well, that was a bit of a problem, wasn't it? But never mind. But that just reminds me. Who was awoken this morning with an alarm clock? Who used an alarm clock to wake up Jackie, Bill? Who used an alarm clock? You? I always use an alarm clock. Martha says, when that thing goes off, you go to the shower. That's what Martha says. Who else woke up with an alarm clock, Julia? Anyone else wake up any other way? Did anyone wake up a different way this morning? Alicia? Hudson at 6:30. Who needs an alarm clock when you've got young children? Jill?
When it gets light.
When it gets light. Absolutely. How about you? Matthew, your brain, what time did your brain wake up at? So do you think your brain was telling me, that's it, you've slept enough, wake up? Yeah, something like that. Ewan? People making loads, are these people anonymous, are they? Okay, yeah. Lily? Who kicked your door down? Esme kicked your door, well that sounds like a rude awakening to me. But, we've got all, but I wonder who finds it difficult to wake up in the morning? I'm not going to speak to my wife. Who finds it difficult? Yeah, Louise, difficult to get up in the morning. Who else struggles to get up in the morning? Oh, Jackie, you're a late night person. I know that because of the signatures on your emails. Don, you find it difficult to get up in the morning. Why is that? You're not a morning person. Okay. See, the problem is I'm a morning person and the evening starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. Anyone else struggle in the mornings? Sometimes I definitely find it easier to get up in the later mornings. I'm not looking forward to the mornings getting darker, to the evenings getting darker. I'm not looking forward to that at all. And any thoughts actually on how these darker mornings make you feel? Isla, have you got any thoughts on darker mornings? No, you just get on, you crack on with the day, get to school, good for you. Christine?
I sleep longer.
You sleep longer when it's dark? Yeah, I don't think I have that privilege really. No. So you're lucky that you can go with the seasons then, really. You've got that flexibility, I suppose, in your... She's got no Martha and no Eva to wake you up. But, so light and darkness make a massive difference in our lives, don't they? I think we can see that coming through already. Can anyone remember anything Jesus said about light? Who can remember things that Jesus... Julia... I am the light of the world. And Brian reminded us of that this morning in the prayer meeting. A couple of weeks ago in my meeting, we thought about something else that Jesus had said about Pam.
Let your light so shine before men that others might see your good
Thank you very much. Anything else? Don't hide, you know, so yeah, don't hide your light. Yeah, so Jesus said lots of things about light. It's a real kind of strong imagery in the New Testament. But later, we're going to look at a different passage from the Bible, which will still make us think about darkness and light. And we're going to think about this lovely idea that Paul gives us of the armor of light. That's what Paul says. He says, wear this armor of light. It's a lovely, lovely idea. So as I've said, today is Education Sunday in churches together in England. And teaching and learning are often described as a way of bringing light to dark places. And because, of course, teaching and learning bring opportunity and understanding and encourage people to grow. But God's light is important too in bringing opportunity and understanding and encouraging people to grow. And it's this idea that's going to see us through our meeting this morning. I'm a bit out of sequence, Simon, but if we join together now in sharing a prayer together. Let's read these, let's pray these words together. Great and loving God, we have come here this morning to bring you our praises, to sing and to pray together, to learn and to share together. We are your children, your family. We know that you promised that whenever two or three get together to worship you, you'll be there, right in the midst of them. So we take a moment to remember that. Creator God, we worship you for all that you have made. Savior Jesus, we thank you for relationship, forgiveness, healing, and love. Holy Spirit, inspire us and encourage us and help us remember you are always with us, wherever we go and whatever we do. Amen. Ah, worship band. I'm sorry, I've lost my order, but we're on to you now. We're going to join together in singing Light of the World, You Came Down into Darkness. And we will declare, so here I am to worship. And I invite you, of course, if you're able, to stand as we join in sung worship together. Worship band. Oh, the worship band's got a new member today. Where I'm grateful to see that. Unusually, we usually get newer models. But today, we get the older model, and we're grateful to you, Carl. And we'll take up the offering at that point as well. I know, the offering's later. Sorry, Christine. The offering's later.
Light of the world, you stepped down into darkness, opened my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship, here I to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above, humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship,
Another discussion that Martha and I had this morning was that as the, I promised myself when I became an officer that I would never do this, but your kids provide you with such wonderful illustrations, it would be daft not to. But this, he's got the whole world in his hands, was playing this morning. And Martha goes to me, how big is Jesus that he can hold the whole world in his hands? And I explained to her, having discussed the hypostatic union a few weeks ago, you know, that Jesus is God and that God is Jesus, that it was God, in fact, that held the whole world in his hands. But isn't it wonderful that God became one of us so that we could see him, so that we could know him, and that we could have not only a role model for good living, but someone that was prepared to give his life for us. So if you want to come to Paul and Martha's Theology Cafe, it's on a Sunday morning, 100 High Road West. You'll be most welcome. We turn now to the band, who are going to bring us a jazzy arrangement of What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
Kevin, we'll have to do that one again. Over to the Bible reading now.
Morning, everyone. Today we are reading from Romans 13, verses 8 to 12. Let no doubt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves one has fulfilled the law. The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. Love does not harm to a neighbour, therefore love is the fulfilment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now when we first believe. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armour of light.
Thank you, Kieran. What a beautiful image. What a beautiful image. Put on the armour of light and put aside the deeds of darkness. Lovely. So as I've said, you know, today is Education Sunday, and we're thinking about all of those involved in teaching and in learning. And of course, there's all sorts of different settings where that's taking place. For some, it's primary school. For others, it's nursery. Some are at sixth form college, secondary school, university, and all sorts of other different settings where all types of people and people of all ages are learning. So put your hand up, please, if you are involved in learning. Hands up if you're involved in learning. There's some honest people at the front. Lovely. So Simon, what are you doing that involves learning? You learn something different every day. Yeah, absolutely. Who else? Ayla, what school do you go to? Felix Primary School. Set Felix Primary School. How did this week go? Are you in the same class? Is it the same people as you were with last year? No, the classes have been mixed, have they? Have you made good friends? And how is your teacher? Good, lovely. So would you say you've had a good week or not such a good week this week? Good week. Who else went back to school this week? Felicity, how did your week go? Yeah. What class are you in now? What year are you in now? Year two. Wow. Well, yeah, goodness me, time flies. Have you learned something new this week? Yeah? What is it? All kinds of different maths. Martha, what have you learnt this week? A bit of Makaton? Oh, yeah. And you've been a very helpful girl at school and you've enjoyed being there, haven't you? And Mrs. Cracknell, how was school this week? Okay, you start back tomorrow. Well, you're in our thoughts and prayers as you go ahead. Do you know what? I've really wanted to see you since Korea, and I haven't. So maybe one day you can fill us in on how that went, good or otherwise, as it seems to have been. So there's lots of us who are involved in learning, but I wonder, put your hand up if you feel you've got something to teach others. Put your hands up if you feel you've got something to teach others. Something that you've got skills that are worth teaching others. Who's got these two teach? Anything? Bram, do you feel you've got something to teach people and others? I think you do. Could teach me cornet. That would be a start. Anyone got it? But no, I think a lot of us, obviously, a lot of us are involved in learning. And a lot of us have got stuff that we want to teach. So in one way or another, we are all involved in education. Kevin teaches about 3 hours a week on a Wednesday night and on a Thursday night. We're all involved in teaching and learning. And in many ways, we should never actually stop learning, should we? We should never stop learning. Because, and of course, as we know, Education is more than what we learn in school, though important as that is. There are always lots of ways of teaching and lots of ways of learning right now. I'm going to go into experimental territory now. I've never done this before. You're probably not expecting it. Don't freak out. I want you to talk to your neighbour. Will you be all right, Louise? Yeah? Yeah. Sorry, Martin, I can be your neighbour on this occasion. But I want you to turn to your neighbour, and I would like you to talk to your neighbour, and I would like you to discuss two questions very briefly. We don't need this for Mentimeter just yet, Simon. Mentimeter's coming next. I want you to talk to your neighbour, and I want you to discuss what your favourite way of learning is. What is your favourite way of learning? How do you learn best? Some people learn best by watching. Some people learn best by listening. Some people learn best by reading. How do you learn best? That's the first question. Second question is, has anyone ever taught you something that you will never forget? Has someone ever taught you something that you will never forget? So you've got two questions, 2 minutes. How do you prefer learning? How do you learn best? And has anyone ever taught you something that you will never forget? Off you go.
Say again.
Do I have to speak to Ryan Wallace?
Well, who are you sitting next to?
We'll
go and we'll go try and find someone more interesting to speak to then. Lovely, it looks like you've enjoyed your time of discussion, and I'm going to struggle to get you back, but now is the time. Should I do one of those annoying teacher things that I learned when I was a teacher and I can wait standing like this? What do you think? But thank you very much. It seems that you've enjoyed your discussions, and there'll be opportunity for you to think and to interact later. You don't need to worry. I'm not going to ask you for feedback. But the time of discussion has ended. And you've enjoyed that very much, I can tell. We're going to read some quotes here about education. The first one is from a former president of the United Arab Emirates. And this is what he says. Education is like a lantern which lights your way in a dark alley. The more we learn, the more we understand about how the world works, what makes us and other people tick. We learn who to trust and who not to trust, how to think about what people tell us instead, and question and research to find out what's true, rather than just taking their word for it. And listen to this bit. Like armour, it protects us from being tricked or misled. Well, I'm sure that Zayed bin Sultan al-Nayan was an educated man. But I'm also fairly sure that he was a fervent Muslim. And whether he knew the writings of Paul, I don't know. But you could be fooled by that quote. Speaks of the importance of education as a bringer of light, but also providing us with an armour to protect us against being tricked or misled. And the next quote from Nelson Mandela. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. All of these ideas speak into who we are as the church, don't they? Even though they are not from kind of official church people, if anyone ever needed that authority. So now is your time to get your phones back out. Now is the time to get your phones back out. So you should be on Mentimeter.com. No, sorry, Menti.com. menti.com, menti.com, and you've entered your code, which is 3950-5562. And this is the question I'm going to ask you. And of course, if you've not got your phone, this doesn't absolve you from participation, because you are free to put your hand up and participate as well and contribute your answers too. But what, this is the question, what are the places where we need to bring light? So if you've got your phones, this is your chance to start answering. If you've got your phones, what are the places where we need to bring light? And I'll come round later and take some verbal answers anyway. And here we go. We're starting to see some answers come up. You should be seeing them on this screen before you. And what are we having? Oh, someone's put Portman Road. Yes, definitely. Definitely outside the park. Yeah, good. In our community, this church, our places of work, that's coming in a lot. The street I live in. These are places where God's light is needed. My friendships. Wow. What else have we got? Service users. Yeah, some people work in dark places with service users that need to see God's light. This church is coming up. I'm seeing that. We need to bring light in poverty. So someone quite enigmatically has written, we need to bring light where darkness is. Of course. Of course we do. My students. Lovely. Has anyone got anything to add to that? Particularly people that have not been using their phones this morning. Is there anything that we can add? Where can we shine our light? Places we can shine our light. Any thoughts on that, or have we covered them all? If you're using the app, you've got next question now. If you press next question. And here we've got a question and a challenge for us all. What qualities can we show that help us to live how Jesus calls us to live? Taking God's life into God's light into dark places. What can we do to make a difference? Are any answers coming in? Loads. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. I've submitted mine. We can imitate Jesus. Yeah, we can lead by example. We can show compassion. We can show kindness. We can love. We can care. Oh, fruitfulness. We can bear fruit. If we bear the fruit of the kingdom, then we'll bring light to those dark places. We can show generosity. We cannot judge. Oh, someone said personally here. So, you know, that, I understand that to be on a one-to-one basis. We can make a difference. We can bring light. Pray United win the league. Where's the comedian? We can listen. That's amazing. We can listen to it. That's absolutely important, because I think sometimes we can be quick to judge where the darkness is, can't we? And I think if we listen carefully, if we pay attention, then we can properly understand what the darkness is. Because I tell you what, the darkness exists in the church. It exists in this church. And sometimes we don't even see it as darkness. Understanding, patience, be positive, perseverance, transparency. I wanted to put that, and I didn't. I wanted to put authenticity. We can help others. So there's plenty of things that we can do to make a difference. If we darken this room completely, right? If we close the blinds, if we tape them up, if we hermetically sealed this room, even the light of the smallest candle would break that darkness. But sometimes I wonder if we feel too small, if we feel too insignificant to make a difference, to shine a light in the darkness that we meet. I wonder if sometimes we feel too small, too insignificant, a little bit, a bit like this single glow stick. But Jesus doesn't call us to shine our light on our own. We get to do it together. And remember, at the very beginning of this meeting, we prayed and we remembered those words of Jesus about where two or three people are gathered together in Jesus' name. Well, Jesus is there. So if we all snap our glow sticks, there should be glow sticks all over the room, really. If we all slap our glow stick, well, something happens. Is that how you do it? So if we all snap our glow sticks, we've got that idea, we get the idea, don't we? We're no longer alone. And as we all together shine the light of Jesus together, we can change the world. Do you believe it? That's the calling of the church, is to change the world by reflecting the light and the love of Jesus in the light among us. No darkness can spell the light of even a single glow stick. But think of the difference, the change, the transformation we can do together. So with those thoughts in mind, I'm going to invite the worship band back. And if you're wise and if you're following what I've said, you know what we're going to sing now. We're going to sing "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Make It Shine." You've got your glow sticks now. So I want to see your glow sticks shine as we sing together. If you're able and willing, of course, please stand as we sing this song of commitment together, and we follow Ben and Claire's lead and the rest of the worship band. Please stand as we sing together. This is the collection now. Sorry, thank you. This is the collection. And the offering is taken up now as well.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. The light that shines is the light of love. Lights the darkness from above. It shines on me and it shines on you. Shows what the power of love can do. Shine my light both far and near. Gonna shine my light both bright and clear. If there's a corner in this land, well, let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. A Monday gave me the gift of love. Tuesday, peace came from above. Wednesday taught me to have more faith. Thursday gave me a little more grace. Friday told me to watch and pray. Saturday told me just what to say. Sunday gave me the power divine to let my little light shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Woo! Yeah, maybe that wasn't such a good choice on such a warm day. And there was plenty of reflecting and shining going on. So well done to you all. Please take your seats. But while we sing this song with ease, we've got to be honest with ourselves and recognize that sometimes we don't do such a good job It's shining God's light. I'm sorry to bring the tone down straight away. But I need, can I have three volunteers, please? Could I have Lily? Could you? And then I'll have Matthew, and I'll have another volunteer. I'll take Martha. Come with me, guys, because I need you. And you can come as well. You can come as well. It's fine. Come with Matthew. Matthew, I need you to stand here and be ready to turn this lamp on. Don't turn it on just now, but I need you to be ready, okay, to turn the lamp on. Don't turn it on now until I tell you. Martha, you can turn this on because you know how it works. When I tell you how to turn that on, turn it on. Lily, when I tell you to light this, please light this. What have I got? Archie, do you want this? This is our camping light. This keeps us from not being complete. Oh, yeah, later. And this is my grandfather's mining lamp, which it might be a bit heavy, Hudson, but do you want to sit with my lamp here, with my grandpa's lamp? You can sit here with my grandpa's lamp. And we're going to pray a prayer of confession for those times when we haven't really been the light in the world. Simon, let's go. All together. You are the light of the world. But sometimes we hide away in the darkness because following you is too much effort. Forgive us and fill us with your light. Sometimes we think the darkness will hide the things we don't want you to see. Like the times when we are less than kind, or less than honest, or less than forgiving. Forgive us and fill us with your light. Thank you, Martha. Sometimes we use the darkness to stop us needing to do the things we know we ought to do. Forgive us and fill us with your light. Forgive us and fill us with your light. Thank you, everyone, for your help. We'll put these lamps back down. Archie, I'm hoping to use that lamp next summer, so I'll take it back now. Thank you very much. You can leave it on, Matthew. Leave it on. Thank you very much. And Archie's got my minor lamp as well. Thank you very much. You can go back to your places now, and we are going to listen to the songsters now, who are going to bring us a lovely song called Lord Lead Me Lest I Stray. Thank you, songsters, for leading us into our final time of prayer this morning. And I'm going to ask all the children to come forward, please, and stand with me. If you go to school, if you go to nursery, please come and stand with me. If you don't worry, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. But if you want to, come and stand with me. If you go to school. Now, if you're an adult who's engaged in any form of education, receive an education, I would like you to stand. If you're involved in formal education as an adult, so I'll stand. And Lizette, you can stand because you're an officer and you have to train all the time. And if you're an adult that's involved in school or involved in teaching others, so if you're a teacher or a TA, there's plenty of them here, I invite you to stand. And we're going to pray for you, and we're going to pray for the children. And we're going to do that together. Once again, I'll do the leader bits, in which you won't be displayed at this point. But you will have a response to give, and it's simply this. Jesus, clothe them in your light. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, at the start of a new school year, we pray for all teachers and learners. May they start each day clothed in your light. May teachers see the needs of each individual and remain patient and insightful and true to their calling. May they find rest and encouragement and chance to stay fresh and keep learning as well as giving. May they know that even when things seem hard, they are making a lasting difference and giving people the tools to change the world for the better. Together, Jesus, clothe them in your light. May learners see the opportunities before them and be blessed with teachers who find the right way for them to learn. May they be compassionate and supportive to those who learn alongside them. May they grow in confidence and wisdom as well as just knowledge, and inspire them to use what they learn to help others. Jesus, clothe them in your light. May we all keep on learning, never resting on our laurels, but open to new opportunities, questioning and searching and seeking to know you more. May we seek out the dark places where your light is needed. Grant us the courage to step forward and make a difference. Jesus, clothe us in your light. Amen. Amen. So don't go back to your seats because I'm going to be needing you now. But I was thinking, as I was praying, I was thinking of Carl and Joe, heavily involved in the Scouts, super important stuff as well. Mrs. Winton, who runs Fairfield and Colneys. You're in our prayers at this time as well, because you're under a huge amount of pressure as well without the teaching. So here we are, it's the end of the meeting and we're going to sing a song. We always do an action song, don't we? We always do an action song so you know what's coming. Last week, Lisette and the girls and I, we were on holiday, and we went to Norwich Citadel, and we sang this song, and turn the recording off, Simon. They were rubbish. Compared to the effort and the participation that you put in, I was like, I'll take Felix Stowe any day. So don't let me down. Let's stand the way it's going to be. We're going this way first. Are you ready? This is the way we're going. Help me be one. Song. It's a simple song. We could laugh it off. Take that song into the world with you. Live it out and be a change in the world around you. That's why we sang it last. And a benediction upon you. Just as God's word was sent into the world to heal and redeem, so God sends you into the world this day to be light and love, healing and hope. Go now to be light for the world. And may the grace and peace of God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer come upon you this day and remain with you always. Amen.